Good morning, brothers and sisters.
Good morning.
弟兄姐妹早安.
It's great once again that you can have this opportunity to worship with each and every one.
的确是感谢神，我再次有这个机会能够跟弟兄姐妹一同在这里敬拜.
Let us turn our Bible to the book of Exodus, chapter 20.
我们请大家将圣经翻到出埃及记第20章.
We'll read verse 1 through 3.
我们将会阅读第一到第三章. 第一到第三节.
Verse 1. And God spoke all these words. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me.
创世纪第20章第1到第3节. 神吩咐这一切的话说, 我是耶和华你的神, 曾将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来, 除了我以外, 你不可以有别的神.
Let us pray.
让我们一同祷告.
Our dear Heavenly Father, as we come into your house this morning, we acknowledge that you are the one true God.
我们亲爱的天父, 当我们来到你的殿中敬拜你的时候, 我们知道世上只有你这一位真神.
You command us not to have other gods in our lives.
您教导我们说, 不可以在我们生命当中有其他的神.
And this morning, we ask that your Holy Spirit will speak to each and every one of us.
所以今早我们也求圣灵能够跟我们每一个人说话.
Pray all this in Jesus' name.
这样祷告不配, 奉耶稣基督的圣名.
Amen.
Amen.
The topic of this morning is, You shall have no other gods before me.
今天早上, 正道的题目是, 除我之外, 别无他神.
I'm sure most of us is familiar with the fact that this is the first of the Ten Commandments.
我想大家可能很熟悉的一点就是这是十诫中的第一条.
But let's, before we even talk about the first commandment, let's talk about the Ten Commandments as a whole.
那我们在讨论十诫中的第一诫之前呢, 我们来看看这十诫一起怎么样子的笼统性.
In 1980, the Supreme Court struck down a Kentucky law, basically requiring that a copy of the Ten Commandments be posted in every public school. Basically, what it means is that from 1980 on, no commandment, no public school should post the Ten Commandments in the classrooms.
在1980年的时候, 美国的最高法院, 那时候判决在肯达基这一州的一个法律, 就是说, 你不可以在教室里面 贴十诫.
And in February 2011, the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeal also ruled against an Ohio judge, which stated that he had violated the First Amendment, the separation of church and state.
在2011年的2月的时候, 最高法, 有另外一个法庭呢, 这样子是说, 有里面在 Ohio 的一个 一个法官事实上是犯了对美国第一个条约，就是让教会跟宗教跟政府之间的分隔.
And what was his crime?
那他所做错的是什么呢?
Basically, he posted a poster of the Ten Commandments in his courtroom.
他所做错的事情呢, 就是在他的法庭上面里面呢, 贴了一个十诫的一个布告.
And in last October, the Supreme Court declined his appeal, basically ruling that, well, he was found guilty of this violation.
在去年10月的时候呢, 美国最高法院不愿意听他的 讯诉, 因为他们已经就是这样就是说, 你所做的是错的.
And some people today says that the Ten Commandments are outdated rules.
很多人在今天的世界里面可能会说十诫已经不能运用在今天的世上里面.
They are obsolete.
已经太旧了.
But brothers and sisters and friends, are they really?
可是弟兄姐妹朋友们, 这是真的吗?
Are they just a bunch of rules or laws that passed on from thousands of years ago, but they no longer apply to us?
这是不是只是一大堆法规从几千年 传流下来的, 所以对我们来讲已经是没有意义了。
And they probably have absolutely no relevance for you and I today anyway.
或换句话说, 可能对我们来讲, 跟我们无关。
And even some Christians might say, might ask the question, why? Why do we bother to study or learn the Ten Commandments? We are under grace, right? We are saved by grace. So why? Why should we go and study the law or the Ten Commandments?
甚至有些基督徒可能会问这个问题,既然我们是因信称义的话, 我们为什么还要回去读旧约的这个实践呢?
But let's take a look at how the Ten Commandments can actually be practical standards as to how to guide our life today.
可是若是我们好好的来查读这十诫的话, 我们可以看到这十诫事实上在我们今天的生命当中, 对我们来是有非常多的意义。
Brothers and sisters and friends, if I ask you, how do you know, how do you determine with certainty that something is right or wrong? How do we find out for sure?
弟兄姐妹, 我若是问你们这个问题, 就是说, 你怎么样知道什么事情是绝对的对, 或绝对的错呢?
Someone estimated or have this estimation that from the beginning of time, men have passed over 35 million different laws.
有人这样子数算过，大概从起初到现在，人的政府大概已经设定了超过3500万条法律。
And you ask, you know, yeah, there's traffic law, building law, there's business law, even in the U.S. You know, I try to look for a particular number of how many law, even just within the U.S., no one knows.
那这当然包括了不论是交通的法规，或者做生意上面的一些规则，或者人与人间之间处理的事。那我甚至有上网去查看看，可不可以算出在美国里面所过的这些法条有多少条，我都找不到数字。
So how do we know which one of these are valid and which ones are not?
所以我们到底是怎么样子才知道哪些是对的，哪些是不对的？
So in order to answer this question, we need an objective standard by which we measure right and wrong.
所以从这个观点来讲，我们需要有一个很客观的来了解什么是对，什么是错。
How and where do we find such standard?
那我们到哪里可以找到这样子的标准呢？
There can be only three answers.
那这可能只有三个答案有可能出现。
A lot of people today promote that, well, go by how we feel.
第一个可能有些很多人这样讲，就是说我们如果是感觉是对的，就是对的。
Basically, it's a philosophy of moral relatives.
那这个换句话说，那就是人与人都是对比的关系。
Basically, what it means is that if it feels right, feels good, do it.
换句话说，就是说，若是觉得是对的，就可以做。
What you think is right for you, is not necessarily is right for me.
你若是认为这是可以对的，那你就这样子遵守。可是你不需要把这样子的法条放在我身上。
Therefore, you can do what you want, and I can do whatever I want.
换句话说，你做你的，我做我的。Now,
all of these sounds very sophisticated, very democratic, and maybe even reasonable.
这可能听起来非常的民主，非常的有道理。But
try carrying it out, you will see how it fails miserably.
可是如果是把这个东西实际的应用在我们的日常生活当中的话，你会发觉这个是一个不可能的一个标准。
One speaker tried to make have this demonstration.
我听过有一个讲员用这样子的方法来给予我们一个比喻。
He was speaking to a group of young people.
他在对一大堆年轻人在讲。
And talking about this issue of moral relatives.
他还在讲的呢，就是说我们在什么是对错上面呢，都是只是互相的关系。
Being entrained in today's you know philosophy and all that, many of these young people will say, yeah. That's the right thing to do. You know, if you feel right, do it.
依据今天社会的社会学啊，或者我们在学校里面学到的，大部分年轻人说，哎，这个道理是非常有道理的。So
the speaker asks, how many of you feel that way? Raise your hand.
那讲员就问说，有多少人觉得这是对的一个标准呢？
A lot of people raise their hand. Of these young people.
那很多年轻人就举手说，我同意。So
the speaker went down among them.
那这个讲员就走到他们当中
to the, you know, one of the lady in the front row.
那就走到前面的一个小姐前面。
And he started picking up her purse and opened it and cycling through the things in it.
他就打开他的包包那个女孩子的包包，然后就开始从里面开始来翻翻读看什么有什么东西。
And the girl was furious. What are you doing?
那这个小姐呢就非常非常的生气，你到底在做什么呢？
And the speaker said, "Well, it feels right to me to look into what's in your purse."
他的回答就是说，可是我觉得我可以这样子没有关系啊。
So as you can see, if everyone just do whatever you want, how chaotic our society will be.
所以你若是仔细的想一想，若是我们随心所欲的做任何的事的话，这世上会何等的混乱。
And the second,
第二个可能性
呢，guideline could be is that how about let's be democratic? How about majority rules?
那第二个呢，可能就民主呢，就是少数服从多数。
That sounds reasonable.
这听起来也是很有道理啊。
But if we call, I don't even remember the year, but the California citizens passed Proposition 8, right? To define marriage between only a man and a woman.
那我不记得几年前，可是那时候加州的州民那时候通过第八定案，说我们对婚姻的定义是说是男的一男一女的结婚才叫做婚姻。
It was passed with a 52% yes vote.
那有52%的加州州民说这是应该定的。
But I'm sure you are also aware that in just about a month, the Supreme Court is going to actually rule on this particular issue.
可是你们若是对这个法案有多一点了解的话，你也知道在接下来这个月当中，美国最高法院也会对这个有所裁定。
And most likely, it's going to be based on the vote of one person.
那到最后的答案呢，可能就是其中最高法庭里面的一个法官会来决定这一个是否通过或不通过。
Because most of the time they rule half and half, and one person basically have the deciding vote.
那通常呢，他们是一半一半，都不一样的。可是有最后一个人呢，会来决定是否合法。
And the problem also is that majority also change their mind, whereas time goes.
那另外一个问题呢，就是在少数服从多数的情况之下，就是有时候多数的人可能也会对一个事情的看法会有所改变。
Because on this same issue today, okay, of gay marriage being in approved or not, actually now they have the majority.
实际上，若是最近他们做了统计，对于婚姻的定义是否是一定要一男一女，以前是52%，现在已经可能转变了，反而变成少数人同意。
So as you can see, the problem with the first two answers, whether it's based on our feelings or majority rules, because both of these change.With time.
那就像我们刚刚讲的，不论是用感情感觉来决定是否一个东西是对或错，或者是少数服从多数，其中一个最大的问题就是随着时间人的心意会改变。
So once again, how do we determine things are right or wrong?
所以回到这个问题，我们要怎么样子裁决什么是对的，什么是错的呢？
There's only a third and final answer, which is a standard.That never changes, and that standard can only come from God Himself.
那第三个答案呢，就是说，可能就是一个永远不会改变的一个标准。那这个绝对的标准呢，可只有从神那里可以得来。
Let's go come back to Exodus 20, the passage we read this morning, verse 1-3.
那我们再把圣经翻开到出埃及记第20章1-3.
Verse 1, what does it say?
第一节怎么样子说呢?
It says God spoke all these words.
他说神吩咐这一切的话。
So often, when we read the Bible, we want to jump to the meat, right? So we just kind of skip through all this introduction.
通常我们看圣经或看任何书的时候，我们都是想要很快的就到最精彩内容的部分，然后我们忘了一开始他们是怎么样子讲的。
But we forgot. What does verse 1 say?
这里面第一节到底在讲什么呢?
It says God spoke all these words.
在这里说神吩咐一切的话。
So it tells us that these commandments, these 10 commandments came from God himself.
换句话说, 我们若是看了这一段经节，我们会发觉接下来的十诫都是从神而来的。
And they are referred to as Ten Commandments.
那这些接下来的话呢，就是我们所谓的十诫。
And they are not, and these are not ten suggestions.
这不是十个建议你人生过的一个方法。
Nor are they ten things you should consider.
或者十件事情你们应当思考的。
Or ten ideas you might, that might work for you.
或十个可能对你有益的一些想法。
No, they are ten commandments.
他在这里讲的是颁布十诫。
So since God himself spoke these words, therefore they have lasting moral authority.
那因为这是神所吩咐的，所以这是有永久的绝对权。
And since God himself spoke all these words, therefore we must all of them, take all of them with utmost seriousness.
因为这是神所不所吩咐的，所以我们看到这十诫的时候，我们需要很认真的、很警醒的看的阅读。
So once again, these standards does not change.
第一个我要提醒弟兄姐妹，就是这十诫不会因为时间而改变。
Why is that?
为什么呢？
Because God doesn't change.
因为神本身不改变。
Because the nature of man doesn't change.
因为人的本质不改变。
So therefore, once again, even though these rules were given thousands of years ago, it still governs our lives today.
所以虽然这些十诫是在几千年前颁布出来的，可是今天仍旧是可以来掌管我们的人。
With all that in mind, let's turn our focus to the first commandment.
所以我们当我们心里面记得到这些事的时候，我们来看一下这十诫中的第一诫。
Last year, we had the presidential election.
去年我们有美国大选，总统大选。
During one of the national convention of a major party, the delegates basically would get together before the election themselves and basically establish a platform as to how they're going to approach this election.
那在还没有选举之前呢，他们有会党整个党呢会聚集在一起来思考要怎么样子来进行这一次的选举。
And I'm not going to name the major party, but you probably figure it out later on.
那我也不讲是哪一党。
Because we are not here to talk politics.
因为我们在这里不是在讲我们的政见。
And there was a slight change from the platform they had back in 2008.
那他们这个党呢，这一次开这个党会议的时候呢，有跟2008年他们最后一次开这个党会议的时候有一点点的不同。
And what was the change?
那这是什么改变呢？
The change was that they removed the word God from their platform.
他们所做的改变是把神从他们的党规里面挪出来。
However, afraid of people accusing them of being a godless party, they voted to put the word God back into the party platform.
那可是因为他怕这个党怕周围的人认为他是一个无神的党，所以他们又经过了选举以后，决定又把神带回到他们的党纲里面。
And Los Angeles Mayor, Antonio Villagosa, he was the convention chairman.He declared, because it has to pass through a two-third majority vote to invoke the change. When he announced the change, what was the reaction?
那时候洛杉矶的市长呢是负责这次党会议的这个在选举的这个部分。那如果要改党纲的话，他们需要三分之二的人同意。那他讲了什么呢？
Remember,Okay, this was to add the word God back into the platform.
这是当他们决定要把神带回到党纲里面的时候，这个他们有什么样子的反应呢？
Yeah, what was the reaction?
那你认为他们的反应是一般人的反应是什么呢？
They boo.
他们否决掉这个事情，他们不愿意。
Once again, I'm not here to talk politics, but I just want to make a point.
那可是我在这里，我想要跟弟兄姐妹讲一样事。
Let's think about this.
我们来好好的思考这件事。
When you and I talk about or use the word God, we know who we are referring to.
当弟兄姐妹我们在讲神的时候， 我们彼此在讲神的时候，我们都知道我们在讲的神是谁。
We are talking about or referring to the God of the Bible.
我们是在指圣经里面的神。
But when these politicians or when other people use the word God, who exactly are they referring to anyway?
那这些政府官员或者政治家，他们在讲神的时候，他们到底在指哪一个神呢？
Is it the Christian God?
是在讲基督教的神呢？
The Jewish God?
犹太教的神呢？
Or is it Allah?
还是回教的神呢？
Or is it the Avenger 4?
还是一个电影里面的一个神？
All of this, we have no idea.
我们不知道他们在讲哪一个神。
They probably have no idea.
他们可能自己都不清楚他们在讲哪一个神。
So coming back to Exodus 20, verse 1 through 3.
所以当我们回来看刚刚我们阅读这段圣经的时候，
It says, God spoke all these words, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me.
出埃及记第二十章一到三节，神吩咐这一切的话说，我是耶和华你的神，曾将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来，除了我以外，你不可有别的神。
You might think, why? Why did God have to make such a lengthy introduction of himself?
为什么神在这里讲他是谁的时候，需要用这么多字来形容他是谁呢？
We need to understand that Jacob, Joseph, and all his brothers were no longer around.
我们要了解雅各他们已经不存在了。
The Israelites have been living in Egypt for over 400 years.
以色列人已经在埃及住了超过400年了。
Not just among the Egyptians, but also among the many gods.
不是只是在埃及人里面当中居住，也在埃及人里面的神的当中居住。
And for this particular generation of Israelites, they have been slaves all their lives.
对于这一代的以色列人呢，他们这一辈子都是做人家的仆人、奴仆。
They did not know who the Lord God was.
他们不知道神是谁。
They did not really know the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
他们不知道亚伯拉罕的神是谁。
God wanted to make it clear to them that He was the one that delivered them out of the hands of the Egyptians.
所以神在这个时候要让他们很清楚的了解，他就是那带领他们出埃及的神。
Whenever an Old Testament Jew wanted to speak of God as a savior, he would point directly to the redemption of God's people out of the land of Egypt.
当在旧约的时候，他们要讲耶和华是谁的时候，他们总是会说耶和华是那拯救他们从埃及为奴之地领出来的神。
Because that's the hope that God saved them and delivered them.
因为这是他们的盼望，神会拯救他们，会带领他们脱离他们的困境。
A God that who not only redeemed his people from Egypt was a redeemer God, but he could also redeem his people from their sins.
这个神呢，不但是个可以拯救他们拯救他们不要再继续为奴，也是个可以拯救他们不再犯罪的神。
As you recall, as God led the Israelites out of Egypt, He instituted a special event for them to remember every year.
那当神耶和华带领他们离开埃及的时候，他设定了一个日子来纪念他们脱离埃及的日子。
And that event or that account has one major purpose. Is to make them or help them remember that the Lord delivered them from Egypt.
那这个日子呢，有个特别的意义。这日子呢，就是让他们纪念到是神带领他们离开为奴之地。
And I'm sure you know that that event is the Passover.
那我们知道的，这个就是所谓的逾越节。
And that's when Jews all over the world, even today, they remember the Passover.
不但只是在那个时候，就在今天这个时代的时候，世界上的犹太人都会在这一个日子的时候聚集在一起。
They remember that how the Lord delivered them from Egypt because it reminded them of the amazing power that God displayed.
他们会在那一个日子的时候，那一个季节的时候，纪念埃及啊、纪念耶和华带领他们的先祖远离啊、脱离这个为奴之地，然后也纪念到这个神的力量。
But how did God deliver His people?
神怎么样子带领他的人呢？
Not just by defeating the Egyptians.
他不只是击败埃及人。
But more importantly, by defeating their gods.
更重要的是他击败了埃及的神。
The Egyptians actually worship over 80 different gods.
埃及人呢，大概有敬拜超过80个不同的神。
They worship the sun, the moon, the Nile River, Pharaoh himself was treated as a god. Even insects to them is one of their gods.
他们不但敬拜月亮、太阳，他们也敬拜法老，然后甚至呢，有在那边崇拜、敬拜有一些不同的昆虫作为他们的神。
So in order to deliver God's people, God challenged and defeated the gods of the Egyptians.
所以为了要拯救在埃及里面为奴的以色列人，神需要击败这些埃及人的神。
And God did that by sending the 10 plagues.
那神之所以神这样子做，就是给予了那十灾。
And each plague showed God's sovereignty and mighty power over the Egyptian gods.
在这十灾里面，我们可以看到神的力量胜过这些神，这些假神。
And these 10 plagues are recorded in the book of Exodus, chapter 7 through 12.
那我们若是阅读出埃及记第七章到第十二章里面，我们可以看到这十灾。
And because of time, we'll do actually a quick rundown of these 10 plagues.
那因为时间的关系，我们很快的来阅读这些。
Okay. First one, what was the first plague? Okay, all you Sunday school students.
Blood.
Okay. The first one was turning the river Nile into blood, right?
那第一个呢，就是把尼罗河变为血。
As a result, the fish died and the river smell and the water basically became undrinkable.
那因为这一灾的关系呢，所以水就不能喝了，所有的鱼都死光了。
Okay, you might think, okay, the River Nile actually, and even still is today, is the lifeblood of Egypt.
那我们不是只有那个时候，今天也是一样。尼罗河是埃及这个国家最重要的一个天然的一个河流。
The country depends on the river, not only for agricultural purposes, but also for irrigation.
那这个国家，埃及这个国家呢，需要尼罗河，因为它的水可以帮助他们的农业。
As a result, actually several of their gods were focused around the River Nile.
所以也因着这个关系，在尼罗河附近的一些很多神，埃及的很多神就是来负责尼罗河的。
It's not unusual, okay, and in this case, even worship a river.
在那个时候呢，甚至有人来敬拜这个河神。
For example, even within the United States, okay, there are great many songs written about the Mississippi River.
就像在美国本身，也有对密西西比河的一个也有很多人崇尚这条河。
And I'm sure, you know, those of us from China or Chinese knows that there are great many songs or things written about the Yellow River in China.
那甚至我们从中国来的，我们可能也很清楚地了解到，我们也会歌颂黄河的重要性。
As one depends on the river to provide his daily needs, you realize that even at times you take the risk when the river overrun, it could easily destroy everything that you have.
那虽然我们了解到我们之所以需要有河流，是因为河流是提供我们生活上面一切的物质的时候，我们也同样的也有一个可能性，就是河流也会变成泛滥出来，也会造成灾害。
So we can understand why the Egyptians worship the River Nile.
所以我们也知道为什么埃及人会来敬拜尼罗河神。
And two of the Egyptian gods, okay, one was the guardian of the River Nile, and the other one, the spirit of the River Nile.
那尼罗河本身呢，是有一个是守护神，有一个是，是河本身的灵。
So when God turned the Nile River into blood, basically what God is showing is that He was the true provider and the true sustainer of life.
所以当神把降这个血灾的时候，使尼罗河变成血的时候，他在实际上在告诉埃及人说，他才是真正的供应者。
And he showed that he was more powerful than these river gods.
他也就表现出来，他比这两个神还更有力量。
And okay, so what about the second plague?
那第二灾是什么灾呢
？Okay, frogs, right?
青蛙之灾。
Okay, the frogs invade.The whole land, basically, they came out of the river and start, you know, they were in their homes, on their beds, in the kitchen, everywhere.
那这青蛙之灾是什么呢？就是这些青蛙，一大群青蛙从河出来，里面呢跳到房子里面，跳到他们所住宿的地方。
They were jumping on people, and you know, can you imagine? You know, everywhere you turn, they're frogs, you know, or jumping on you.
你可以是否可以想象到那个时候，你不管转到什么地方，你都会看到青蛙。
And this particular plague would not be a problem for Chinese.
那这可能这一灾对中国人来讲并不是什么大灾。
I guess we are known to the world that we would eat anything that moves.
那可能世界上对我们有一个认同，就是说我们会什么东西都吃。
We probably would find a thousand and one way to cook frogs and we'll, you know, enjoy ourselves.
那我们可能会有一本书出来，就是说101个方式来吃青蛙。
But not so for the Egyptians.
可是对以色列人来，对埃及人来讲，这个不可能的。
Because they worship one of their gods and in the form, and this god actually took the form of a frog.
因为他们所敬拜的一个神，他的形式呢，就是像青蛙。
So for them,Frogs are considered sacred animals.
所以对埃及人来讲，青蛙是一个很神圣的一个动物。
So they actually would sentence someone to death for killing frogs.
所以若是有人杀青蛙的话，那个人可能会死罪。
So by sending this plague of frogs, God was showing that He was in control of any form of frogs.
那因着这青蛙之灾的出现，神是在这里说，我掌管一切，掌管所有的青蛙。
So once again, God was showing them that I am more powerful than this God that you worship.
那神在这里也是在说，我比你们所敬拜的神都还更有能力。
So what's the third plague?
那第三灾是什么
？Gnats, right? Okay.How, where did they all come from?
那这些是这是什么？狮之灾呢？到底从狮从哪里出现的话
？God basically turned dust into gnats.
换句神呢是从尘土变成狮子。
You might say
狮子。
You might say what's the big deal?
那你可能说这是什么大事呢
？You have to realize God basically turned something that is without life.Lifeless into a living thing.
换句话说，神所做的是使一个死掉的变成一个没有生命的变成有生命的。
Okay, and also interesting thing to point out is that the first two plagues, the magicians in Egypt, they were actually was able to perform or duplicate the first two plagues.
当我们看到前两个灾难的时候。血之灾或青蛙之灾，在埃及里面的魔术师，他们也可以同样的做这样的事。
We don't know exactly how they did it. Maybe demonic power, maybe some tricks.
我们不知道这些法术师是怎么样子来使这些事情发生的。
But from the third plague on, they were no longer able to duplicate what God had done.
可是从第三灾开始以后，他们就没有办法使同样的灾出现。
This is their conclusion, chapter 8, verse 19.
那在出埃及记第八章第十九节，这是他们的结论。
After they were not able to duplicate what God had done, and this is what they said.
那他们既然没有办法 做同样的事，这是他们所讲的。
He said, "This is the finger of God."
他说这是神的手段。
What basically they were saying to Pharaoh was that, "Hey, Pharaoh, we can't help you anymore."
换句话说，他们跟法老说，我们没有办法再帮你了。
This is way out of our league.
这个已经是超乎我们所能行的。
Because the Egyptian also worshipped the earth as one of their gods.
因为埃及人呢，也同样的让地是他们的神之一。
So by raising gnats from the dust of the ground, God was saying, "I have control of the earth as well."
所以神从使尘土变为狮子的时候，他们也是在说，我有掌管一切的能力。
Okay, what about the fourth?
那第四个是什么灾呢？
Flies, right? You go, oh, I don't know how many of you enjoy having flies around.
那第四灾是苍蝇之灾。那我不知道，当苍蝇到你旁边的时候，你是否喜欢
？What's interesting about this particular plague is that God make a distinction between the Israelites and the Egyptians.
可这一灾很特别的地方呢，就是神让以色列人跟埃及人有所分别。
And in chapter 8.Verses 22 and 23, it says that only the Egyptians will be bothered by this plague, but there will be no flies in where the Israelites would live.
他在在出埃及第八章二十二跟二十三节说，凡是以色列人所住的地方呢，就不会有苍蝇；可是埃及人所住的地方就会有苍蝇。
And God even tell them the time. Says this miraculous sign will occur tomorrow.
神甚至告诉了以色列人说，这发生的日子就是明日。
So God basically was telling them and showing them that these were no accidents.
换句话说，神在告诉以色列人说，这不是侥幸，不是侥然的，不是
偶然的，
偶然的，偶然的。
God himself was fighting on behalf of his people.
神自己本身是在为以色列人来征战。
And of all things, one of the Egyptian gods actually had the head of a fly.
那我们也可能知道说，其中一个埃及人所敬拜的神，他的头是如苍蝇一样。
So God once again is showing that he is far more powerful.
再次神表现出他比这些神还更有能力。
Okay, because of time, I guess we have to skip through all of these different plagues.
那因为时间的关系，我们也就不会看剩下的六灾。
Basically, one by one, God is saying that, yeah, you might worship all of these things and treat them as gods.
神在接下来几灾说，你可能在敬拜这些神。
But God was showing them that, hey,I am far more powerful than any of these gods.
可是神说，我比这些神都还更有能力。
And let's turn our focus to the final and last plague.
所以我们就来看最后的一个第十灾的第十灾。
The killing of the firstborn.
就是灭长子之灾。
For both men and cattle.
这是不是只是对人来讲，也是对畜生而言。
All the way from the palace of Pharaoh.To the home of a slave girl, every firstborn was killed.
不论是从法老所住的皇宫，到一个奴婢的小婢女的生命当中，只要是长子就会降灾在身上。
The only exception was the homes of Israelites who took the blood of a lamb and put it around the doorposts.
那唯一没有经历这灾的就是以色列人，若是他有一个羔羊的血放在他的门槛上。
And the angel of death would pass over that particular household.
那这一个这个降灾的这个天使呢，就会看到那个血，他就会越过去这一家。
One of the Egyptian god was considered the giver of life.
有以色列里面也有埃及里面有一个神呢，就是说他是赐予生命的神。
He supposedly have the ability to give people or give life to people.
他有这个能力呢，就是给予人有生命。
But he was unable to stop every firstborn from being killed.
可是这一个神呢，并没有办法防止 长子之灾，灭长子之灾。
And because of these miraculous events, all generations of the Israelites continue to celebrate the Passover.
那因为神所行的这些奇迹，所以从这个以后的以色列人呢，都在敬拜这一位神。
They continue to remember how the Lord Himself fought for them and set them free from the bondage of slavery.
他们纪念的就是神的大能，以至于他们能够脱离为奴之地。
And similarly, today as Christians, we celebrate the Lord's table as you do next Sunday.
那同样的，我们做基督徒的每一个月，尤其像下个礼拜，我们也会纪念主在主桌。
To remember how our Lord Jesus, just as the Passover Lamb, died on the cross for our sins and deliver us from the bondage of sin.
在主餐的时候，我们会纪念主耶稣在十字架上受死，以至于我们不再是受罪的捆绑。
You might ask, why? Why did God perform all these 10 different plagues?
你可能会问一个问题，为什么神要降这十灾在埃及人当中呢？
God gave us answers.
神有给我们这个答案。
Exodus chapter 7 verse 5.
在出埃及记第七章第五节，
which says, And the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord when I stretch out my hand against Egypt. And bring the Israelites out of it.
他说，我伸手攻击埃及，将以色列人从他们中间领出来的时候，埃及人就要知道我是耶和华。
Chapter 8 verse 10。
第八章第十出埃及记第八章第十节。
Which says, So that you may know there is no one like the Lord our God.
出埃及记第八章第十节，好叫你知道没有像耶和华我们的神。
Are we supposed to stop there?
我们应该就这样子停止吗？
Chapter 10 verse 2.
第十章第二节。
Tell your children and grandchildren how I dealt harshly with the Egyptians and how I performed my signs among them and that you may know that I am the Lord.
第十章第二节，要叫你将我从我向埃及人所做的事和在他们中间所行的神迹传于你儿子和你孙子的耳中，好叫你们知道我是耶和华。
So once again, why? Why did God send all these 10 plagues?
所以为什么神要降这十灾在埃及人当中呢？
God sent these 10 plagues to, as a proof that there is only one true God.
神的目的就是告诉他们说，世界上只有一个真神。
And he is far greater than any and all of the multiple gods the Egyptians might have.
他的能力超越这世上一切的神。
And in Psalm 135 verses 5 and 6.
在诗篇第135篇第5跟第6节这样子说。
The psalmist described God and praising God saying, I know that the Lord is great, that our Lord is greater than all gods. The Lord does whatever pleases him. In the heavens and on the earth, in the seas and all their depths.
诗篇第135篇第5到第6节，诗人这样子说，原来我知道耶和华伟大，也知道我们的主超乎万神之上。耶和华在天上，在地下，在海中，在一切的深处，都随自己的旨意而行。
So what God is saying is that there is no other gods out there.
神换句话说，这跟我们讲说，在这除我之外没有 别无他神。
So let's come back to Exodus 20.
所以当我们回来看出埃及记第20章第1到第3节的时候，
Looking at the first commandment,
我们来看第一诫的时候，
Where God says, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, out of the hand of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me.
我是耶和华你的神，曾将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来，除了我以外，你不可有别的神。
So what does the first commandment demand of us or require of us?
所以这十诫中的第一诫到底要求我们什么事呢？
There are three parts.
有三部分。
One, you must have a God.
第一个就是你需要有一个神。
Second, you must have only one God.
第二个, 你需要, 你只需要有一个神。
And the third being, your God must be the God of the Bible.
第三件事呢, 这个神呢, 就是圣经里面所讲的神。
Brothers and sisters and friends, let's be honest here.
弟兄姐妹, 朋友们, 我们真的要问心, 自己来问心来而论。
Who or what is your God?
谁或是什么事业, 什么事情是你的神?
You may be confused or wondering what I'm asking here.
你可能在对我这个问题有疑问。
Maybe let's think of who or what is providing you as the ultimate source of meaning and happiness in your life.
可能另外一个问题可能这样子问比较好, 就是什么事情或什么人 是能够供应, 让你一切事情上的供应, 使你能够满足快乐。
Or who or what is the center of your life?
或你人生, 你生命当中, 什么是你的中心?
When we look back at the Egyptians,
当我们回去看埃及人的时候,
and many of their gods,
及他们的, 他们所信奉的神,
we might think they're kind of dumb. I mean, they worship, you know, the river, they worship people, they worship cows, frogs, and even flies.
我们可能觉得他们很愚蠢, 他们在敬拜一个河, 在敬拜一些昆虫。
All of these are created things.
这些都是被创造的。
Instead of the true creator.
他们所创造, 他们所敬拜是被创造的, 而不是敬拜那创造东西的神。
All of these are trivial things. Instead of the eternal God.
这些都是微小不足道的事情, 不是那永远的神。
But what about us?
我们呢?
Do we put people above God?
我们是否有把人放在神上面呢?
How about our family?
我们的家人,
our children,
我们的孩子,
our friends,
我们的朋友,
or even ourselves,
或甚至我们自己。
How about material possessions?
或我们身周围的物质的东西。
Our toys,
我们的玩具,
including your cars, your iPad, your whatever.
包括你的车子, 包括你的一些电子玩, 电子, 机,
our career,
我们的事业,
or maybe even money.
或者钱。
In Gospel of Matthew chapter 10, verse 37,
在马太福音第十章第37节这样子说,
Jesus said, anyone who loves his father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves his son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me.
马太福音第十章第37节, 爱父母过于爱我的不配做我的门徒, 爱儿女过于爱我的不配做我的门徒。
And in the Gospel of Luke chapter 16, verse 13,
在路加福音第16章第13节这样子记载,
no servant can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money.
一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是爱这个，就是不是恶这个，爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。
So really, there can only be one God in our lives.
所以说真的, 在我们人生当中, 只能有一个神。
Which one is it in our own lives?
你的生命当中, 我们的生命当中, 到底那一个神是谁呢?
There was a German painter. He was painting and actually being inked, display in the Berlin Gallery.
那在有一个德国画家, 他画了一幅画, 是在, Berlin的一个画展中显示出来。
But the painting actually was only partially finished.
可是这一个画呢, 并没有完全的画完成。
And what the painting was portrayed is, Frederick the Great together and speaking to some of his generals.
那这里面在讲的就是画, 那时候的, 那时候的一个德国的一个王, 在跟他的, 的士官在讲话的。
And the painter wanted, you know, to paint all the background and paint all the general and save the king himself for last.
那这个画家呢，开始画的时候呢，他就是先把后面的背景画起来，接着呢就把所有的士官的脸都画出来，最后要画王的时候。
And even put the outline of the king with charcoal.
他已经开始有描画这个王的样式的时候。
But the painter died before he finished the painting.
那这画家在还没有完成之前呢，他就过世了。
Many Christians come to the end of their lives without ever putting God himself in the proper place.
很多基督徒可能到他人生的最终点的时候，仍旧没有把神放在他应有的地位上。
Which is the center of our lives.
那个位置呢，就是我们生命的中心点。
Brothers and sisters, if God does not occupy the first place in your life, then he has no place in your life.
弟兄姐妹们，如果是神不能够占据你心里面最重要的位置，他就不在你生命当中。
You might say, well, that seems a little harsh.
你可能觉得这好像听起来有点不太合理。
Because God would not settle for second place.
可是实际上神不愿意作为第二位。
Book of Isaiah chapter 42 verse 8, it says, I am the Lord, that is my name. I will not give my glory to another or my praise to idols.
在以赛亚书第42章第8节这样子说，以赛亚书第42章第8节，我是耶和华，这是我的名，我必不将我的荣耀归给假神。
Once again, why would God demand that you and I should have no other gods?
为什么神会要求我们除他以外不可以有其他的神呢?
In the book of Isaiah chapter 54, verses 5 and 6, give us some idea.
在以赛亚书第54章第5到第6节，可能给我们一个更加的了解。
Which says, verse 5, For your maker is your husband, the Lord Almighty is his name. The Holy One of Israel is your Redeemer. He is called the God of all the earth. The Lord will call you back as if you were a wife deserted and distressed in spirit. A wife who married young only to be rejected, says your God.
以赛亚书第54章第5跟第6节，因为造你的是你的丈夫，万军之耶和华是他的名，救赎你的是以色列的圣者，他必称为全地之神。耶和华招你，就如遭被离弃心中忧伤的妻，就是幼年所娶被弃的妻，这是你的神所说的话。
In the Old Testament, many times God uses illustration or illustrate his relationship with the Israelites as husband and wife.
在旧约的时候，神常常用这个比喻来比喻他跟以色列人之间的关系，就是以夫妻之间的先生跟太太的关系。
Jesus used a similar illustration with himself and the church, the bridegroom and the bride.
同样的，耶稣在新约的时候也用同样的比喻，用 就是新郎跟新妇之间的关系。
Okay, and Isaiah 54 verse 6 is that why was the wife rejected or deserted?
在这个时候呢，我们可能要问的问题在以赛亚书第54章第6节说，为什么他是如被离弃心中忧伤的妻呢？
Book of Ezekiel chapter 6 verses 8 and 9.
在以西结书第8章第9节这样子告诉我们。
Okay, where it says, But I will spare some, for some of you will escape the sword when you are scattered among the lands and nations. Then in the nations where they have been carried captive, those who escape will remember me, how I have been grieved by their adulterous hearts. Why? Which have turned away from me. And by their eyes, which have lusted after their idols.
以西结第六章第八跟第九节是这样子说，你们分散在各国的时候，我必在列邦中使你们有剩下脱离刀剑的人，那脱离刀剑的人必在所掳的各国中纪念我，为你们心中何等伤破，因你们兴起了隐心远离我，眼见偶像行邪影，他们因行你一切可憎的恶事，必厌恶自己。
So what's all of this saying?
这里到底在讲是什么呢？
Once again, God is using the illustration that between a husband and wife versus compared to his relationship with the Israelites.
神再次用他跟以色列的关系如先生跟妻子之间的关系。
Think of it this way.Would any husband ever be happy or satisfied for his wife to be close or intimate with another man?
我们可能要问。
Meanwhile, even though he is the favorite,
我们可以问这一个问题，就是说，这一面做先生的、做丈夫的，你是否愿意看到你所亲近的这个你的妻子与其他的男人和好，虽然这个男的，虽然这做丈夫的是这个女的最喜欢的。
Of course not.
当然不愿意。
And likewise, no wife will ever settle being your husband's favorite among many women, right? No wife will ever settle for that.
那同样的，我想妻子也不愿意成为他先生心目中虽然是最喜欢的，可是是在所有的太太们当中最喜欢的。
That's why God says in Exodus 34 verse 14, it says, Do not worship any other gods, for the Lord, whose name is jealous, is a jealous God.
所以这是在出埃及记第34篇第14节这样子说，不可敬拜别神，因为耶和华是忌邪的神，名为忌邪者。
We will talk about God in our life can take the shape of many different forms.
我们刚刚讲到的神，不同的神可能在我们生命，不同的事情可能在我们心里面会成为神。
God is saying, no, He Himself should be God and only true.In our lives.
可是神这样子说不可以，我们的心里面只可以有一个神，这个神就是那一个真神。
Because he himself deserves our highest adoration, complete devotion, and total trust.
因为他是配得我们独一的真爱，我们唯一的敬拜。
In Psalm 86,
在诗篇第八十六篇
，verse 10 and 11.
第十跟第十一节
，which says, "For you are great and do marvelous deeds. You alone are God. Teach me your way, O Lord, and I will walk in your truth. Give me an undivided heart that I may fear your name."
诗篇第八十六篇第十跟第十一节，诗人这样说：因为你为大，且行奇妙的事，唯独你是神，耶和华，求你将你的旨你的道指教我们，指教我，我要照你的真理行。求你使我专心敬畏你的名。
And in closing, I would want to issue a challenge to each and every one of us.
在结论的时候，我这样子的来激励、来挑战弟兄姐妹。
And certainly, I'm in no way comparable to the prophet Elijah.
当然，我跟以利亚不能够同样的。
But I want to issue the same challenge to each and every one of us.
可是我用同样的方法来挑战弟兄姐妹。
In the book of 1 Kings chapter 18,
在列王记上第18章
18 verse 21,
18章第21节。
How long will you waver between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal or anything that you think is God,And follow those.
列王记上第十八章第二十一节，以利亚问说：“你们心持两意的，要到几时呢？若耶和华是神， 就当顺从耶和华。若巴利神是神，就当顺从巴利。
So once again, is that if the God of the Bible is the one and only God, it should change the way we live our lives.
所以结论是，若是圣经里面的神是真的神，是唯一的神，我们的生命是否需要改变呢？
Let us pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Our dear Heavenly Father, this morning we have to acknowledge that indeed you are the only true God.
我们的亲爱的天父，我们今天早上一定要宣告你是我们唯一的神。
You are worthy of all of our worship and all of our devotion.
你是配得我们的敬拜，配得我们的顺从。
Even actually the greatest of our praise and worship is not matching or even inappropriate, we describe how great a God you are.
就算我们心里面用最好的言语，最好的敬拜，都无法形容你的美善。
And God, this morning as you remind us that we shall have no other gods other than you and you alone.
今早你再次教导我们，除你以外，我们别无他神。
So often we replace other things, other people above your place in our lives.
可是我们有时候时常在生命当中，因着事物，因着人的关系，把你摆在不是第一位。
We rather take care of many other things first before we think about you.
我们宁可处理其他的事，也不要想到你的事。
We would rather chase after our own dreams and many things in this, on this earth rather than pursue you.
我们宁可追求这世上我们的梦想，也不愿意追求主。
All this is because we fail to recognize that you are the one and only God. Only you can satisfy all of our needs.
我们之所以如此，就是因为我们没有看到你是那唯一的真神，我也没有了解到唯有从你那里我们可以得着宝珠。
And may you continue to use your word to remind us.
可是主啊，你仍旧用你的话语来提醒我们。
Because just as the Ten Commandments is still applicable to our lives today.
因为我们知道十诫对我们来说仍旧是很重要。
And the first and foremost is that we shall have no other gods.
十诫中的第一诫说，除你以外，我们不可有别神。
And worship you and you alone.
我们当唯单单的敬拜你。
Thank you and praise you.
主，我们真是感谢你，我们敬拜你。
Pray all this in Jesus' name.
这样祷告不配，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.